January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
What could go wrong? Just go ahead, send us your pictures, and we'll go ahead and rate your number. As I'm checking this morning, the 100th picture came in.
Are you kidding?
People are gluttons for punishment.
Wow. So here are rules of engagement. We tried this a couple of years ago. It had to be altered because 2025, it's just more PC. When we did it before, we posted the pictures up online. People were cool about that. But guess what? You know what I found? My observation is people online are mean. So I don't want this to be mean.
Yeah.
So if you put someone's picture up online, they're going to say nasty things. So you guys listening are never going to be able to see their picture. I don't know if they want to be on the voice disguiser or not. So this can be completely anonymous. And the reason why this started was based on a conversation we were having a couple of weeks ago with somebody maybe not realizing what aesthetically, what league they're in. And going for guys or going for women that are out of your aesthetic league, which is also fine, but it is a first impression. And I just realized, like, at that time, if that's what you want, if you want to see where other people see you at, what they rate you as, then go ahead. We'll be nice about it, but we'll give you a better perspective on it.
Yeah, there's not going to be any, like, mean, hateful comments. We're not going to be nasty. We're not going to poke fun, nothing like that.
Nope.
You asked us to rate you just on a superficial, like, physical, aesthetic basis, and that's what we're going to do.
So what we're going to do is we're going to look at the pictures here. We'll give maybe a brief description, nothing that's going to give you away. What we're going to do is write down the numbers and give them to Tommy. He is going to have to give us an average pretty quickly. We have also asked the two that we're going to talk to this morning to tell our phone screener what you rate yourself. And then at the very end, we are going to compare our number to their number. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was going through all of these emails yesterday, shocked by how many were coming in, it's fascinating to me. It is really fascinating to me, and I handpicked these two this morning. If this goes the way I think it's going to go, I am going to prove a point, okay? All right, Tommy, I don't know if we're using names, if we're not using names, what's going on?
I would say don't use names.
Okay.
And we're doing the guy we have first.
Is it the name on my phone screen software what I'm going with, or am I just calling him something else?
Just calling.
Contestant number
yes.
one.
Okay, yeah. Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Good. Really, 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 really good. Great. All right. So everybody has Chuck's picture, right?
The one that's in front of the volleyball net?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the volleyball net. That was
all right. Look at you showing all some right. of that quad, bro. I see you.
A little upper thigh.
Jesus, right?
I see yeah. you. Uh-huh.
You got the shorty shorts on.
You ain't skipping leg day, bro.
OG daddies. Yeah, yeah.
Thighs out, skies out.
Yeah. And you guys are missing it. He's holding a volleyball trophy and a medal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's award winning.
Okay.
We won it and MVP.
Okay.
Nice.
Talk your talk. My dude. All right. We are all going to write a number down. How are we getting these numbers to you, Tommy?
Katie's coming in and going to grab them from you.
All right, you guys put a number down. We're not going to, each of us are just writing it down. We're not going to say, like, Kristen's going to say, oh, 8, and then I'm going to say, oh, 4. We're just going to write it down.
By the way, Chuck, your teeth are gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, they're not Ross from Friends white, but they're like 3 levels just under it, which is a perfect shade. Like, your smile takes over the whole photo.
What toothpaste do you use?
It's just regular toothpaste.
And those are your real teeth, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. I had to pay a lot of money to get mine to look like that.
He has a nice, good, thick head of hair, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
I did have curly hair. I buzzed it off for the summer.
Oh, for the summer. Man, if you grew out that curly hair, too, and you had like a curly mop on the top of your head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially with that, like, you've got facial hair, so you've got, what is that, a small goatee, and it's like immaculately groomed. Your eyebrows look well-groomed as well. Yeah,
thank you.
Rock.
Abby, would this be a good profile for Hinge or a dating app?
Oh, for sure.
It is.
I don't know if I would do the profile pick, but like a number 2, 3, or 4 spot for sure.
I don't know if this shows my age or not, but I don't want to see bare feet in any pictures.
The really? Yeah, the dog's got to go.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay, no.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I can't do bare feet.
I'll crop it.
But they're attached to a really great left quad.
They're actually really nice feet. And I feel weird saying that, okay? But they are nice feet.
All right, so Chuck, just so we're setting the record straight here, you are asking us for brutal honesty, right? We don't know you. Yeah. We don't know your personality. You really want the truth, right?
Yeah, brutal, just physical.
Okay, it's all based on physical. You have given your number to our phone screeners as well, right? Don't tell us what the number is yet.
Okay.
All right, we're going to see if our number matches with your number.
Yes, I have his number. Okay. All right.
So he can't change it after he hears ours.
Right.
Okay.
Correct. So I have the scores in front of me, and I'm adding them into my calculator app as I say each score. I will not reveal who gave what score.
Okay.
I have no idea. Okay. All right, the first score, Josue. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dump it.
He didn't care. He told me yesterday. He didn't care.
Katie, can you take that out of the podcast?
You don't have to. He doesn't care.
We like to create the safe environment on the Bird Show, completely anonymous.
Oops.
And it's not that it's a super unique name. Only two people are going to have.
Dude. Oh, my God.
We had a conversation yesterday about it. He's totally cool with his name.
Yeah, he's cool.
All right. I'll try not to do that with the lady.
Let's say his age.
Social. The women at home are Googling him as we speak. Let's just go ahead and dox him. Throw out his home address. Yeah. Social security number.
Shut up.
Take your own advice.
Hilarious.
All right, go ahead.
All right, first score is an 8.
Okay.
Yo.
Right.
Okay.
Second score, 8.
Oh.
Third score, 8.
Oh.
Fourth score, 8.
Ooh.
Fifth score, 6.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to put the top circle on the 6. It's an 8.
Score number 6, also 6. Mm-hmm.
Are we not in that now?
Okay.
And score number is 7-5.
Oh.
Wait, what's a 5? Is 5 average? Like just average?
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at 1 to 10, 5 would be average. Anything above average. Anything below average.
Mm, sounds like Kristen wrote 5.
Fun fact, I did not.
All right, so that adds up to a total of 49.
Mm-hmm.
Divide that by 7 votes, and your average score is 7.
7. Okay.
All right.
Now, very curious, what did you score yourself?
I said a 6.
A 6.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Because I had observation here. How tall are you?
5'11".
5'11"?
Not 6 foot on a good day.
Okay.
Nobody is 5'11".
Okay. All right. Then my hunch is wrong, but we saw you better looking than you see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think you got to walk around with a little bit of confidence on that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. You MVP.
I don't know. I feel like I grew up kind of like with low confidence.
I will say this too.
Now, hold on a sec, Tommy. Hold on. Right. I want to address that for just 1 second. Mm-hmm. Because this was the point I think I was going to end up making today, and maybe with our next listener also, is it's so hard for us to rate ourselves because we've got so much internal baggage that is going on that is contributing to our physical score that doesn't belong there. So you said that you just don't have a lot of confidence and you haven't had that growing up. So that's why your score is lower than what we see, man. You're a good looking dude on any scale, minus one person in here, but you are a really good looking dude, man.
Thank you. Thank you guys. Thank you.
What were you going to say, Tommy?
I was going to say he also sent a couple of videos, which you guys aren't going to see. But in one of those videos, this picture that we're looking at right now doesn't do his body justice because this dude is ripped.
Yeah. You're a little bit like a couple of other guys that applied yesterday. I was going through the photos and the first words out of my mouth were F you. because they were so good looking. I'm like, you don't need any kind of validation. But, dude, get all that stuff out of your head, man. Physically, people are looking at you and going, that's a good looking dude. Walk around with some confidence, man.
It's never too late to change how you look at yourself, bro. Get your confidence up.
All right.
All right, my dude. Thanks.
I will.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to, we're only going to do two today.
Unnamed woman.
Uh-huh.
Good morning. And so Tommy talks to her.
Good morning, we will call you Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Good morning. All right, she wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Yep. Totally legit. All right, we are taking a look at Mary's picture right now. Mary is in like a brown tank top. Is that what that is?
It's a dress, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. A dress?
It's a form-fitting dress.
Form-fitting dress. You guys give the description.
She got that body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. I can't, I don't know what the song, but you know what I'm saying. She looks good.
Yeah, I was about to say, body is T in this dress.
Yep. All right. Everybody is writing down their number for you as well. And you have told our fun screener what you would consider yourself, right?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
And there was a second picture below that as well.
Yeah. Yep, I see it.
So Mary has long, I guess, would you call it, it's blonde, maybe dirty blonde hair that falls below her shoulders. It's straight and half up in the first picture. She's in a form-fitting brown dress that you can clearly see. She got some abs going on, and I see that shoulder definition. And the one below that, your hair is pulled back into a tight ponytail. You've got this beautiful wide smile that takes up most of your face. And you've got, is that a nose ring? A nose piercing?
Yeah.
And gorgeous blue eyes.
So is it okay if I read a line from the app that you sent us yesterday that has to do with your relationship?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Because I'm really interested in this. You wrote, I'm in a happy, loving relationship of 1 year. He's a total hottie, and I always say he's out of my league. I've always wanted to know what people outside would rate me. So, not your number, but what number would you consider your boyfriend to be?
Oh, he is a total 10.
A 10.
And that's just on looks alone. Obviously, you know him deeply and personally because he's your boyfriend. But if you're just taking him as forward facing, you're giving him a 10.
Yeah, he's a 10. And it's like kind of weird because all of my friends also comment about how attractive he is every time I show a picture of him.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
That does indeed suck. What I do think you have to take into consideration in these kind of relationships is, what is a 10, man? I mean, we're just talking about aesthetics here, right? Nobody knows what you're bringing to the table, right? What makes you a 10 in your relationship? Mm. But if you're in a loving relationship, you're with a 10. They are a 10 for you, right?
Also, let's not forget that everybody's 10 is different.
Right.
Like, I genuinely consider myself like a 9 or a 10, but for most people, I'm probably a 4 or 5. Right. But for my husband, 10.
Okay. All right, so Tommy, you want to go over the numbers here?
Before I go over the numbers, can I say what celebrity I think she looks like?
I don't know.
I already know.
In the first picture.
Wait, Tommy. Mary, who were you going to say?
Everyone tells me I look like Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say that.
I do see that, though.
I was going to say Alison Brie.
Oh.
In that first picture.
I was going to say Amanda Seyfried.
Look, even if people are comparing you to these very attractive celebrities.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
That's a huge compliment. All right, so let's go around.
All right. The first score is a 7.
Oh.
The second score is a 6.
Okay.
Third score is a 9.
Ooh!
She likes that one.
Fourth score, 9.
Okay.
Fifth score, 8.
Okay.
Really? Somebody voted 7.5.
Can we keep point? Can we keep halves out of this? Only for math purposes.
And the last was 6. That is a grand total of 52.5. Divide that by 7, and your score is 7.5.
7.5.
Round it up to 8, babe. Okay.
We've got somebody in here that is very, very tough. I will tell you what, and I'm going to say the same thing to you that I said to our last caller. I don't know what your history is. I don't know why anybody that looks at you on the street wouldn't think that you are an unattractive woman at all. And I don't think you think that about yourself. You just don't know if you measure up to your boyfriend. We don't have his picture, but you are a very attractive woman. I mean, a very attractive woman. You shouldn't feel insecure at all.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I think that's the point I was trying to make today. Is that the way that we see each other really affects how aesthetically we see ourselves. But the outside world most likely sees you better looking than you see yourself.
I think most people, we are our own worst critics, and we're going to pick ourselves apart.
All right, so you can walk away with that kind of confidence today, okay?
Yeah, thank you for making my Friday.
Did she say what her score was?
I was just about to ask her.
Okay.
What did you give yourself?
I said a 6.
See?
Wow, look at that.
Once again.
Yeah. I mean, once again, that's the point proven today is chances are really good. You think you're a 6 or a 6.5, and the rest of the world is seeing you as a much higher number.
Well, I like to think that this went well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we're done, right?
No.
I knew it wasn't a chance.
Today I handpicked these to make that point because I figured that was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
We might be a little bit more authentic on Monday.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So if you want us to rate you, we've got 100 to go through already. I'm sifting through them right now. We're not going to get to them all. Hit us up at thebirdshow.com.
You're on The Bird Show.
January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The cheesy headline would read, Cold Busted at Coldplay.
Oh, wow.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
No one, and I repeat, no one, was having a better day yesterday than any of the employees in the tech startup astronomer group chat. This is hysterical. People are saying that they need to label this as getting Coldplayed now. So this all happened at a Coldplay concert in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, invited fans to partake in something called the Kiss Cam. We all know the Kiss Cam. It's a legendary thing done at sporting events where they go around and they show couples who are looking all romantic. Let's say they're in their late 40s, early 50s. There's a man wrapping his arms around a woman and they're holding each other.
And then immediately, when the cam gets on both of them, the guy ducks out of the camera. The woman covers her face. And this is how Chris Martin reacts.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right. Come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Nailed it! Which, haha, la funny. Oh, I wonder if they're having it. They're having an affair. So the internet sleuths quickly found out that this is AI data tech startup CEO from Astronomer. His name is Andy Byron. He's married and he's wrapping his arms around the head of HR, Kristen Cabot. She's recently divorced, which is, I guess, a positive. So it's not technically a full-on affair.
Did you say the head of HR?
The head of HR.
So she calls her, they call her the CPO, the chief people officer.
Okay.
But she's HR.
So is there HR for HR? Like, who does she go to now?
And then like more stuff is rolling out because they get busted and then there's a woman facing the camera and she never turns around. Right. And she's just got her cheek in her hand and she's just like, she's a new hire that recently got promoted.
Oh, really? And she's like in the same area or the same box?
Right next to them.
Okay. So she knew what time it was.
Uh-huh. So now there's more stuff rolling out. And like, listen, I was all up in this business yesterday. I mean, you could not escape it. The memes, the GIFs, it was everywhere. Every time you scrolled, you'd hear a Coldplay song starting over and over and over again.
My favorite one was somebody that AI'd in a sign that the guy was holding that just said, "We're boning."
and of course, like it was a pile on, dude. Oh my gosh, it was insane to see like how quickly it blew up. And this too shall pass. But I couldn't help but wonder, like, that dude's wife and his family. Ugh.
No, are you
what
kidding me?
Going through
that divorce settlement, about to go crazy. Have you seen all the memes where it's like, "Mom, how did we get so rich?" Well, your dad cheated on me at Coldplay. I got 50% in the divorce.
What's funny about this to me is the video I saw was like 125 million views or something like that, right? Damn. And I really feel like if they would have just acted normal, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, then it would have been handled internally, probably. But I am guessing at some point over the next 48 hours, he and his wife come out and say, "Hey, we have been separated for a while. You guys didn't know that part of the story and it has been exposed," if it's true or not.
He's already released a statement.
Oh, what does he say?
Yeah, he released a statement and it's like, blah, 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 apology, blah, 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 talking about like his company deserves like a better leader. His wife deserves a better husband. But it's the last sentence where he kind of attacks all of us for this going viral and that his very personal, like his personal matter has become public. And I'm like, bruh, you took your personal matter to a sold out Coldplay concert. Like you're going to have to take accountability. You were literally canoodling with her in a suite on the balcony in front of everybody. Like you made it. But the way he ended it, it was actually a half decent apology as far as addressing it. But then that last paragraph, if Abby has it or can read it in the next e-buzz, he basically is like, it's your all's fault for making this go so public.
It's deflecting. I mean, take some responsibility for your own actions. At first, I thought it was a setup, like it was a total hoax, because most of the time, 90% of the time, when you are watching things that go wrong on a kiss cam or at a stadium, when there is a proposal that goes wrong and the woman says no, and then she runs out, those are all fake. They are all set up in advance, if not recorded. So what you're seeing on those kiss cams isn't even there when they go wrong. So I thought maybe at first that was a big old joke, but no scam.
Well, Coldplay couldn't have designed a better marketing plan for their tour.
Right. Not that they needed it, considering it was sold out.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It should be such an exciting time for them as a couple. They are making the step to move in together, but there is one item that is dampening the excitement, and they have come to us for a couple's court. We've got Jenna and we've got Alex that are about to move in together. It should be a very, very exciting time. Jenna, why is it not?
I am honestly just so stressed out by this one thing, and I really hope that y'all can convince Alex to budge on this. Basically, we're moving in together, moving into my place, and everything is going great. Except he wants this painting. He wants this painting right in the middle of the living room, and I cannot.
What? Why can you not with said painting? Like, is it like a nude painting of some sort?
Oh my god! Honestly, well, no, that wouldn't be better. That would okay. Look, he had this dog with his ex, and it's a portrait of the dog, and I don't want to look at. I don't want to look at his ex's dead dog.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. So Alex is here also. This is your boyfriend. Hey, Alex.
Another fiancés.
Fiancé. Yeah. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. All right. You want to state your case here, man?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I get it, but, you know, I shared this dog with my ex. My dog's named Baxter, but this is my dog before my ex. And, like, the painting was a gift from her, but I don't know. It's like, it's more about the dog than my ex. It has nothing to do with my ex, you know?
Sure.
It was my dog first. She's like my best friend. And, it's been 5 years since we even dated. And, you know, since I lived with my ex and all of that. So it's just like, I've moved on 100%. I mean, we are engaged. We're moving in together.
Of course.
I just feel like getting rid of the painting of my dog that I was like my best friend. It just doesn't feel right.
So, Jenna, do you want him to get rid of every piece sake that or keepsake that he has from the ex at all?
I mean, when you say it like that, that sounds crazy. I guess what I mean is like I don't want to look at it all the time. Like,
because you don't see a dog,
right?
You don't see a dog, you see the ex.
Yeah, all I see is this reminder of her.
Is there a compromise somewhere else that it can go, like in the man cave or something like that?
I mean, I guess that would be better.
Let's ask Alex that. Alex, would you be open to putting that in a different room rather than a main room in the house?
I would be open to that, yeah.
What if
the issue was that she didn't want it up at all. So that's kind of, you know, if it can just go up in another room, that's fine with me. It's just more of like, it's not a relationship memento. It's a man's best friend memento, and that's why I want it on the wall.
What if they put it up, you know, above the toilet in the bathroom or somewhere that doesn't feel sacred, so it doesn't feel like it's a shrine to the ex, you know?
So this is a little bit different than what she's told you before, because now she sounds like she's bending a little bit, that you can have it somewhere in the house. It just can't be, it shouldn't be in the main room, right? Does that sound right, Jenna?
I mean, honestly, even that is a little bit of a stretch. Like, I kind of don't want it in the house, but I'm hearing the writing on the wall. I realize I'm probably going to have to compromise on this. I can't look at it every day. She painted it. Like, it's her artwork.
And as a painter, like, was this what she did? Was she a professional painter?
No.
She was no really good, but as her profession. But it's a great painting of my dog. It looks exactly like my dog. So, but I don't even think about her when I look at the painting. I just think.
Okay, so the fact that she painted, does that change things for you, Mom?
You know, Jenna doesn't get that. She just sees my ex.
Yeah, I'm with Jenna on this one.
Really?
What?
That's a lot. I mean, the fact that she painted it, it was a gift from her. And it was something that he shared in such a bond with her. I can understand you not wanting to be a focal point in your home. Maybe somewhere where you don't have to like literally look at it and embrace it every single day.
Like the garage?
That'd be a better place.
Like your trunk of the car.
Even better.
Yeah.
That storage unit you had to get because when you merged all your stuff, yep. There wasn't enough room.
The bottom of the pool in the backyard.
I'm with you on the focal point thing. I mean, even from an interior design standpoint, I feel like just looking up at your dead dog is throwing off the feng shui of things.
Yeah.
But I do feel like we need to give him a little grace here because would you feel differently if it was a painting that his ex had done of like a dead human relative? You know what I mean? Would that strike a different chord with you?
I'm be honest. I don't know that I would want it as the focal point in the living room. I just feel like there may be a more suitable place for that.
All right. And Jenna, let's talk about aesthetics here, okay? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, is the ex Picasso or is she more like 4-year-old preschool art? Like where is she on the spectrum here?
Alice.
Oh, Alex got mad.
No offense, seriously, this is not on Baxter at all, but like, it's not a good painting. It's not.
All right, we lost Alex. I don't know if he hung up or if we just lost him, but he gone right now. Gosh, all right, let's put a vote up online right now at thebertshow.com. I do see the wisdom of not having it as a focal point in the house, but as far as like it not being there at all, that sounds silly to me. I mean, they are like family members, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she painted it, it's not like I'm going to look at that. I'm going to go, oh my God, my dead dog. I remember what a great time I had making love to my ex.
Well, you will now.
I mean, so I can, you know, disassociate the two. It's a painting. Who cares who it came by? I'm not going to be thinking about her. But you guys want to put this up online?
Yeah, I think so. We'll let the Burr Show fam weigh in. And the rules of engagement, Jenna and Alex, whatever the Burr Show fam rules, that's what you all must go by.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough. Okay, so what they're ruling on, though, is painting in the living room or painting in the house anywhere?
Oh.
I'm asking these guys. What do you got?
I mean, painting anywhere, frankly.
Anywhere.
I don't want to look at it.
Painting anywhere in the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if you go up online at thebertshow.com, we will have results for you guys on Monday. And individually, both agree here. Jenna, whatever the Burt Show listening fam votes, you will go with.
Okay. I'll go with it.
Alex, same for you.
Fair.
Okay, we will talk to you. He's going to be on his computer all day hitting. All right, you guys, we'll talk to you on Monday, all right?
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right, Godspeed.
The Burt Show.
January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So, Abby. Abby, it happened. It happened. And it looks so good.
Thank you. I mean, I feel like everyone in here, including myself, except for Kristen, we have to eat our words. Mm-hmm. Because a month ago when I came to y'all, and I think I spilled when I wasn't supposed to spill, that I was going to be featured in a local Atlanta magazine as one of the most eligible in the city.
I wasn't even sure I was making it in the magazine because when I showed up to the photo shoot, the girl before me was there for like half an hour. She looked amazing. She looked like this model. And they're spending all this time with her. They got her in different positions in different areas in the house, in the showroom that we were taking the photos in. And then when it was my turn, it was four photos and then I was out. And so I was like, I don't even know if I'm making it in the magazine. But Kristen was joking, what if you made it on the cover? And so here's a clip from the segment that we did about 6 weeks ago where we were all joking about how I'm not even going to make it into the magazine. And Kristen brought up what would become reality.
Do we know when the issue's coming out?
It comes, I don't know. I think it's July.
She's not in it.
I'm not in it, Kristen.
I haven't informed her.
Oh, no.
Why should we get the cover?
No, Kristen, I didn't get the cover. And then I was mad because I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll at least like meet a cute, because there were two guys coming after me. I'm like, oh, hang on. I'll like see where the guys are. And so the photographer is just talking to me. Like, literally nobody is here yet for their next thing. And they're just having a conversation with me. And I'm hanging out. I'm like, where are the other people? Like,
wait, bless your heart. Did you just say maybe you're the cover?
Yeah.
I take four pictures of her because she's on the cover.
Yeah. Kristen, I'm not on the cover.
She looks stunning.
Yeah. I'm on the cover.
Shut up.
Told you.
Congratulations.
Right, Jezebel. I mean, you're even taking up the Z and the E in Jezebel.
That's fire.
You look amazing. Blue dress. Wow.
Abby, you are so photogenic. Like, no shade to anybody else who made the most eligible Atlantans list. You guys all look great. But there is something about you. It's effortless. Like, you, hands down, deserve that cover.
Well, let's ask Abby that. Abby, is it effortless?
No, because I was in the chair for like 2.5 hours. And I think that was a part of like, not the frustration, but the part of like, oh my God, I just got my hair, my makeup professionally done for like 2.5 hours. And it is such an ordeal. I mean, she's lathering like lotions and potions all on your face. And then she's curling your hair. And then you take the photo. And then it was like, that was 4 minutes. Uh-huh. But thank God, because photos are forever.
Look at that thing. Seriously, like, that is forever.
That's awesome.
The pose, you make it look effortless. And that's what you want in a photo. Like, just it's a perfect pose. It's so natural. It's stunning. You earned that cover. You deserve that cover. You look fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But I mean, I definitely feel like credit needs to be given. Like,
Give your glam squad a shout out.
Shout out to the glam squad. Thank you, Erica Bogart, for making me look cover photo ready. Because like, yes, you got to look pretty, but I'm also recognizing like, this is a business decision for them as well. And so I just want to thank you guys for like making the Burt Show what it is. Because like, let's be real. Like, I'm a cute gal for sure, but I'm not getting on the cover if this also isn't like, you know, a good trade for them, you know, because we're saying Jezebel Magazine on local radio. So thank you guys for all
like
the...
I don't like how you're discrediting yourself.
Well, I beg to differ.
No.
I don't think it has anything to do with who you know or what show you're a part of. When you look at that photo, if you had any of the other gigs of anybody else in that magazine, you'd be on the cover.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's how good that picture is.
I just wanted to make sure that you guys got a shout out too, because I mean, I'm not even in Atlanta if I'm not on this show. So, you know,
Abby, take the damn credit.
Okay.
All right.
I'm trying to.
Now that I'm pausing here a little bit, can I see the other people in the magazine to see if what you're saying might be true?
Yeah, maybe it's because I flipped it. Like, you literally turned the page in the segment that I'm on, and the girl next to me looks like she should be on Love Island. And I'm like, well, damn.
No. So do you.
No.
And this is not to throw, like I said, to throw shade at anybody else who is listed as one of Atlanta's most eligible. Like, they're all fantastic. That photo deserved to be on the cover.
Thank you. That's I appreciate you saying that. Very nice photo. Thank you for saying that.
So do you guys, like, now all as a group, do all of the frisky eligibles all get together?
They've thrown out the idea of a party. There's not, like, any plans that they've set in stone. They've, like, alluded to something. I know some of the girls are going to get together in, like, a month for a dinner, so that'll be fun. But
that's nice.
Yeah, as far as, like, an official party, I don't know what the plans are for that yet. And I feel like they probably haven't said anything because they're like, we need to make sure we get a gag order on Abby before she spills the tea when she's not supposed to.
Well, congratulations, and make us this promise moving forward, okay?
Okay.
That you accept it.
Thank you.
And you don't do anything self-deprecating to take away from what is a huge honor. You look beautiful.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
That we're not going to diminish the accomplishment. Can we give the photographer a shout out too?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You guys know her.
Sarah Hanna did an incredible job. I mean, like all of the photos, if you look at them, I mean, just like we look unreal. Like that's the best way for me to describe it. Like we all look so good that it's almost like we are a group of AI generated singles from Atlanta. So shout out to her. She did an incredible job photographing us.
Great job. All right, you guys, I stumbled upon what I now realize is a great divide in our country. And I took it to Instagram the other day and was shocked by the responses. It all starts like this. I'm at the house. Hollis, my 18-year-old, has a friend over. We're all hanging out. And they go downstairs in the basement. 20 minutes later, they come on up. And they're heading out the door. And my son says to me, we'll be back in a couple of seconds. We're heading on out to get some food from Panda Express. And I'm like, what? You're going to make a special trip to Panda Express? Of all the places to go? Now, I grew up in a time where Panda Expresses were only parts of like airports or shopping malls. They were only in food courts. Now they're freestanding. I have eaten at Panda Express before only because it was my only option, right? So I didn't think that it would be a destination place for lunch. So I even posted up online, like, I'm like, hey guys, isn't it funny? My kid is making a special trip to Panda Express. Isn't that funny? Oh my, the avalanche of people pissed. Oh my God, are you kidding? That's my go-to place every single day. Don't rip on Panda Express. It's fantastic. And I'm like,
so they have stands. They have loyalists.
They not only have stands, but I have also realized this. They have a lot of haters. Like it is one or the other. It is a great divide, a passionate divide.
Okay, so with this divide, what are the loyalists saying that puts Panda Express on a pedestal? And what are the haters saying that puts Panda Express in the trash?
Yeah, it goes something like this. The haters say it's gross and I got food poisoning there.
Okay.
And the people that love it absolutely love it. And there seems to be a demographic divide. Like if you are anywhere between the ages of like 12 and 22, like I think there might be a Panda Express up in Athens, that if you're the younger generation, Panda Express, which I like to refer to as the McDonald's of Chinese food, is top of the list. If you're older than that, you absolutely hate it.
Well, it's because the younger ones have more intestinal fortitude.
And they got no money, man. Just put anything in there.
It's funny you bring this up because a few months ago, my lady and I was trying to figure out what we were going to order. And she said to me, let's order Panda Express. And I wasn't trying to be funny, but I literally said, is that the only thing open? Like, I didn't understand why we would do that. And that's the day I discovered that she loves Panda Express. I questioned everything.
For me, it was just to fill me up while I was at a food court, maybe. And the only reason why I would go was because there was nobody else in line and I needed food quickly. Apparently, those days have changed.
As the resident Kung Fu Panda of the Burt Show, I highly endorse this place.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's delicious. Although once, it had been a while since I'd been there, and I went back, and it was a little different. But then I went to a different one, and it was back to its normal score of 10 out of 10.
I did a little research yesterday, because with so many people saying that they love Panda Express, you know, I'm like, well, let me check out some stock on that thing and let's see what the stock price is on Panda Express.
What? This man.
If people love it, I'm going to make money off
from
it, right?
From your 18-year-old running to get Panda Express to what the stock exchange is of it.
Right. You can't buy stock and you can't even get a franchise of Panda Express. It is independently owned. And the story is actually pretty cool. To make a long story short, it's a woman that majored in engineering and set it apart, just the way that they make the food and how they set it up, set it apart. There are 2,400 locations and 40,000 employees, and they make over $3 billion a year at Panda Express.
Oh, my gosh.
But I can't buy stock. It's impossible.
Wow.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21. It's ERP built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit Epicor.com/win.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.